information, education, and entertainment, all in one, on Radio 96.7, St. Petersburg.
Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
It's for my good.
This is Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM, and you're in tune to Voice for Veterans. Well, this week we have a great show coming to you, and I want everybody to stay tuned. We got some good stuff here. I met a young lady named Yvette Gall. She's a health enthusiast, and we met her at the Conservative Cafe up there in Largo. And I'm going to be talking to her about because she supports vets too, and we love the product called Health First. Health enthusiast. And of course, she also hails from something that I like. It's called Rise Up for the Truth. So we're going to be talking to Yvette Gall later on today. And I want to start off right now by just saying thank you to all of those people who continue to service our veterans. The corporate structure and the independent entrepreneurs nowadays dominate. And I want to say again, special thank you to those who do support vets. And we want you to step up to the plate and say, we support vets too. Call us at WVETonlineradio.com. Check with us and we will send you a sticker that goes on your door, your cash register, and you can display it on your website. It says, we support vets too, and it has your name on it. So I want you to understand that that's something dear to our heart. And we want people to recognize now that if you do support a veteran, let everybody else know. So we know where to come to do our business. I'm giving a shout out to a local business that's been here for many, many, many years. And that's Caldwell Realty. And Paul has been around for years and he's doing it. I'm going to go right forward here because the biggest thing this weekend was the race. And guess what? I have a photographer who was at that race. That's Eddie.
Okay. Hey, how you guys doing?
This is Eddie Hurst, and we're on live at 96.7. And of course, Eddie, first thing I want to thank you for calling in. Eddie, I met at the motor car race this weekend, which is the St. Pete Grand Prix. And it was this past weekend, and we had a wonderful time. And I met with Eddie, who is a photographer. Eddie, tell us first, what branch of the service did you serve in?
The United States Air Force.
Air Force?
Yes, the Air Force.
Well, I'm going to salute you because my daddy was Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force.
I heard that. That's great.
And my brother went to the Air Force. So I want to thank you, man, for your service, and especially since you went to the Air Force. How did you get caught up in this race game? Tell me a little bit about it.
I was an amateur photographer for motorsports and air shows for probably about 10 years before I went professional about 4 years ago. So I submitted my portfolio of all the work that I've done and 4 years ago to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway photographer department. And they liked the work and they brought me on as a professional photographer for Indianapolis, actually the IndyCar race series. So I travel the country now with IndyCar all over the country and beyond.
Well, the race car industry is still booming. You know, I actually watched on one of those channels, Netflix or somewhere last night, the history of the competition between Ford Motor Company and I guess it was Maserati or one of them.
Ferrari, probably.
Ferrari, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Quite interesting that they battled and still battling.
Yes, they are. So the motorsports industry is absolutely huge. You're absolutely right. All around the world, I also follow Formula One. And of course in the U.S. we have, the IMSA series, we have the IndyCar series and the NASCAR series, which is probably the most popular NASCAR, but IndyCar is right behind it, and then there's IMSA. So there's a number of different organizations that that provide the motorsports venues.
Well, we want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us a little bit. I definitely am going to stay in touch with you no matter where your races are or where you are. As a vet, we want people to know the success of our veterans. It's not all about the corporate jobs.
That's right. It is about
entrepreneurship. Yeah. It is about taking your talent and offering it to somebody. And you've done that. I was glad to meet you. I'll stay in touch. I know you're headed out of here over the weekend to go to another one of your races. So thank you for calling in and tune in to us. Of course, we're on Thursday from 12:30 to 1 o'clock, and then on Saturday mornings on 96.7 FM.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, ladies, you heard it first. Gentlemen, you heard it. Here, he is one of the best that I saw at the race. And he did treat us all like gentlemen, and I watched him use his camera. We will put up some pictures on the website. So stay tuned. We will have some pictures. Now, I want to take a moment and just mention something as we move forward. James Haley Medical Center has jobs available. I want you to go to their website and look up the jobs available. If you're a veteran or even not a veteran, but you want to help veterans, James Haley has jobs available right now. James Haley Medical Center, Tampa. All you got to do is go to that website and click on where it says jobs. It's on the homepage. It says we're offering jobs. So I want all you veterans who's looking for something to do and want to help your fellow man and your brethren to check in. Call them. See what jobs are available. Look at it. Apply. Go out to your local school and say, listen, instead of going to work over here, why don't you give some veterans a couple of years of your time and have them go out and look at this. We're going to be pushing more education. And I do want to say that there's some other things coming up that we'll be talking about. One of those things is a jazz festival. And that's going to be with one of our veteran promoters who's doing something later on. And we'll be doing more about that. And one of his artists on that jazz festival, I got a chance to meet, and I can tell you something. He's good. If you like quality music, he's good. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hey, girl, you know something?
What?
My man went out to stage till 6:30 this morning, coming home telling me, talking about, baby, I had to take care of some business.
Say what?
Don't you mind that much business in the world?
Go, boy.
Treat me like you can't have.
Your life has been lonely, then let me show you how to live. I can make you happy. I got a whole lot of me. Yeah. I know the people have made you sad. Believe it, all I say is true. In time, I'm gonna make you glad. And then I prove myself.
Is the AVA newsletter. And what that means is American Veterans Alliance has put out a newsletter, and we're going to have some information out of that coming to you, of course, in a few minutes. So stay with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But right now, I have a lady, Yvette, and she was kind of interesting. We met at a conservative rally. They have a place up in Largo, this conservative cafe, and we got a chance to meet with them there. She was quite inspiring, if I can say so myself, quite inspiring. And I have her coming up. Hello there, young lady.
Hi.
This is Keith, the boss of the beach. Tim, are we recording? That sounded good to me. We got on our engineer, and he's been feeling better, and he's back on the air with us. This lady here is one of a kind, Yvette Gall. And the reason I like it is because it sells health enthusiasts. We're going to talk about health enthusiasts first. And then we'll, okay. go to the truth advocate.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, gosh, where do I start? You know, I've been an athlete my whole life, right? I played basketball in college and a full ride. And So I'm 55 years old. I have a son who's training for the Olympics. My other son was a really great soccer player. And so it's always been part of my life. So when I say that, I do biohacking. I'm all about anti-aging and preventative medicine. So obviously when this happened last March, and we can go down that rabbit hole, but I knew what I needed to do for myself and my family, and that was to take care of our immune system, as we always have. So we really didn't change anything. We just kept doing what we're doing. But it's unfortunate that we have a high population. We're 46th in the world in health in our country. That's the problem with the United States. We're poisoning our citizens with GMO foods, with processed foods, with, you know, and then we come out and tell people to go inside and, you know, sit down, watch TV, wear a mask, social distance. So I knew when all this stuff came out, we had a problem.
Yes, yes, yes. But the fact that you are a health enthusiast, you were already ahead of the game.
Correct, correct. And I've always tried to go out and teach people, right? I teach boot camp. I'm always, you know, I walk the walk and I talk the talk. So what's happening is we've been indoctrinated with certain ideas and values from watching the box. I call the TV the box, right? And we're allowing that to control what we do in our life. And that's the problem. We're giving our doctors that wear white coats that get 3 hours of nutritional training in their whole medical career too much power. And they're sick care doctors. We're not going to the doctor to go, okay, what can I do to prevent myself from getting sick, right? We're only going there when we get hurt. But what are you doing beforehand? What are you doing to take care of your body now so that when you're in 10 years, you can still do what you're doing now in 10 years. What are we doing? Why aren't we asking those questions? And why is it a pill for an ill? Why is everyone taking medications instead of going, wait a minute, doctor, why are we putting band-aids on it? In other words, right? Why aren't we getting to the root of the problem instead of slapping a pharmaceutical on it?
Well, I can tell you that I need you to say this more than this one time, because I was raised in a healthy living family. And I was like, I think I was 13 before I even tasted meat, and I had a piece of bologna and spit it out. But that training taught me to look for those things that you're talking about now. What is it can we do to keep from getting sick?
Well, first of all, we've got to look at the food that we're putting our bodies in. It's the fuel for our body, right? Is it going to hurt us, or is it going to heal us and help us, right? It's what you're putting in just to...
And I'm going to tell all my veterans, be careful of what you eat, because 80% of what you eat, you don't read the labels, and what it is between the sugar and the salt, you're killing yourself.
Right. And there's a lot of, you know, I remember the day, oh, don't eat eggs, it raises your cholesterol. Oh, too much salt here. You know, the problem is they're not reading the labels, and we've got to get close to nature and what God made for us. Everything we need, he made for us, okay? So now we're kind of coming in, and you have these global elites going in and going, no, we need to feed the world. What they're doing is poisoning the world.
They're poisoning
the world. What we're doing. Yeah, And these genetically modified foods, I mean, they're, you know who Frankenstein is. Okay, they're Frankenfoods. That's what they are, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so we need to get back to nature and nurturing our bodies and taking care of the body that the Lord blessed us with. Okay, so and that's the problem with what's happening from the tube and from the doctors. And I call this is a good analogy. So you have three lanes of physicians, because there might be a physician listening to your show, right? He's getting all mad right now. Well, first of all, I have friends that are physicians. My own personal doctor, she doesn't wear a mask. My dentist doesn't wear a mask. He wears a mask when he's in my mouth. But other than that, we talk without masks because we want to see each other's facial features, right?
Yes.
So there's three lanes of doctors right now. And there's the first lane that's been indoctrinated in med school from Big Pharma, American Medical Association, HHS, NIH, all the three-letter words, okay? This is all about money. Okay, so they're indoctrinated and they think, oh, the CDC, they wouldn't send out information that would hurt me. They wouldn't tell me information that would hurt me. So we're going to stay right there. And they're indoctrinated. They're not looking outside the box and going, wait a minute, something's not right here. Then you got the middle lane doctors. Those are the ones who know something's wrong. However, if you speak out against the AMA, the CDC, then your job will be in jeopardy. You
yes.
will lose friends, your families yes. will be persecuted, and they're going, I don't know if I want to take that risk. So they stay in the middle lane. And
right.
on the side, they'll go, they don't wear the mask, they don't tell their family right. to wear the mask, and they're eating healthy food for the most part. And then you have the doctors in the right lane who've been canceled, who've been censored, who've been fired, whose reputations have been slandered. Wikipedia, I don't know if your audience knows this or if you even know this. If you go to Google someone, let's just say Del Bigtree. Del Bigtree was the executive producer for The High Wire. I'm sorry, for the doctors. The Doctors was on CBS. His show landed between Dr. Oz and Oprah back in the day, right? He worked there for 8 years as the executive producer. He was a researcher, executive producer. Obviously, the people that were sponsoring the ads to support the show was Big Pharma. Well, he had a whistleblower come out and tell him some things about what was going on behind the scenes at the CDC.
Right.
Well, they would not allow him to bring that whistleblower on. Some other things that happened and transpired. He actually won 2 Emmys, by the way. He launched his show called TheHighWire.com, and he comes on every Thursday at 2:00. And he brings on scientists, virologists, doctors, and he tells the truth, and he's not censored. However, if you go to his Wikipedia page, he's a conspiracy theorist and all these other things, and you cannot change what he's an anti-vaxxer, he's an anti-this. So whatever is in Wikipedia, someone could write whatever they want to about you, but guess what? You can't change it. So it's there for everyone to see.
Wow.
And that's called censorship. And that's what's happening.
That's called censorship.
Yeah. It's censorship because they're censoring a person and they're bashing their reputation, and now they're taking them off Instagram. They're taking them off Facebook. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is speaking out against the vaccine and all the children's vaccines and telling people the harm that's happening, right? There's another truth out there that people have to be open to. You can't be blind to see that we've had the autism rate in our children has blown up, okay? But if you start talking about that, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You're going to get censored. So that's what's happened here.
That's exactly right. You will be censored.
Yep. So we've got grassroots efforts with these mom groups. And now what's happening, we're blending the political with the health freedom movement because it has gotten political. They made the mask political. You know, if you wear a mask, you're a liberal. If you don't wear a mask, you're a conservative. And which is... when you start blending medicine and health with politics, that's a recipe for disaster, period.
We already know that. You said the truth then. That's the honest truth. It is a recipe for disaster. I want to thank Yvette for coming in and talking to us. She's giving us both something to think about. And all you listeners out there, please give us somewhere where we can contact you, Yvette.
Yeah, so yeah, my email, biohack, B-I-O, hack, H-A-C-K, mama, @gmail.com.
Okay.
And then I meet every Thursday at Conservative Grounds at 5:45 to talk about health and freedom and what we can do. We're there to meet, so organize. We educate people, and then we get activated, how people can make a difference in their community.
Well, I want to tell you, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here at WBET. And now we're on 96.7 FM. Stay tuned for more information. And Yvette, you stay with us. This won't be the last time I'll have you on, because I like what you're talking about. You don't mind telling the truth.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Many blessings. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard that first. That lady is inspiring, and I want you to know what inspiration is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm going to be talking about the Bay Area Renaissance Festival coming up. Bay Area Renaissance Festival coming up, and we've got tickets to give away. So stay tuned for more of this information, and we're going to give you some good music. Man and the Machine coming up. We know what it's about. It is a prelude to one of the greatest races. St. Petersburg Grand Prix was here this weekend, and we thank them. It was a wonderful time. If you go to the website, I'll have pictures up all over the place, WBETonlineradio.com. Be right back. And I want to tell you something. We live in paradise. And I know that St. Petersburg may not be the big name, but one day it will be. We happen to be in a place that has all the good stuff. We got the beaches. We got actually Clearwater's number one beach in Florida, in the world, maybe. And we're right down the street, St. Pete Beach, and we're out there as much as we can. We definitely want to say that there are another activities coming up that all of our veterans, and they're going to be giving us a special day to support our veterans, and that's the Bay Area Renaissance Festival coming up. And we're going to be giving away tickets right here Saturday all the way through to May 23rd, Saturdays and Sundays, every weekend, Bay Area Renaissance. We're going to go out there and salute them. But right now, I want you to know, starting next week, we'll be having tickets to give away. So stay with us. Take care of you with your tickets from the Bay Area Renaissance Festival right here. Tell them you heard it at 96.7. And of course, we're also on in the midday 12:30 at Radio St. Pete. Radio St. Pete, tune in. Go to Radio St. Pete, sunshineradio.com, and you'll find us. We are Voice for Veterans and everyone else, too, so that we can all say we support vets, too. Thank you. More information coming to you in just a moment. I'm going to be talking about Bay Pines. All right, Bay Pines. When you go on and Google Bay Pines, there are a lot of Bay Pines around the country. It seems to be a popular name, but I want you to know about our Bay Pines. And that's the Bay Pines Medical Center here. And of course, this is in our, I guess they call it Largo, or maybe it's not Largo. Maybe it's somebody else, but either way, north of St. Pete, we have a medical center here that we really do appreciate. And that's our Bay Pines Medical Center here. I got a chance to go over and visit with them a few years ago when we were doing a stand down. I got a chance to meet with Charlie Chris and several other people. And I want to say that they do it first class. I know there are a lot of VA medical centers that may not have all the things they need, and they've gotten better. This one is in the top five. So if you live in our area, you're doing well when it comes to some of the problems that have come up with some of our VAs that have been solved. Yes, they still have some waiting times. Yes, you still may have to go through more than one person, but it's a lot better than a whole lot of other VAs around this country. So praise us. And we have, if something happens and you don't happen to get what you want at Bay Pines, you can go right across the bridge to James Haley, and you'll be taken care of. People ask certain things. Why is Bay Pines Center? How old do you have to be to go to Bay Pines Center? What do you know about Bay Pines Center? All of these are regular subjects that people always look for. The first one, why Bay Pines Center? Bay Pines Center is centrally located in our area. It is on the north side of Pinellas County, but it's a great location. It's easy to find. In fact, if you get anywhere near it, there's plenty of signs. And they're welcome. Matt is always out. They're welcome. Matt is always out. And I've been there. So I'm going to say, choose Bay Pines. If there's some reason you happen to be in a location where it's not conducive, then go to James Haley. We happen to have two great VA centers in our area. And if you have a problem, call us. We'll call somebody up in there and get them to straighten it out. I do want to say thank you for tuning in to us this week. And stay tuned for more. And as you tune in to us on FM, I'm getting bumper stickers with me and a picture of me standing in front of the sunshine. When you see it, you can say, where in the world did he find that? Ah, that's another story to tell you about. Every week, you'll hear us two times a week. Saturday mornings, sunrise, and meet you at the beach. So long. Have another good week.